Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Season 7 of Stand Up and Stand Out. Párate y destécate. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Nikki Green. As a life and business resiliency expert, I thought we would share some stories of resilience this season. It's also the one-year anniversary of Chameleon Mindset, my best-selling book, and we are giving away a bunch of great prizes and deep discounts on my coaching programs to celebrate. Be sure to check the show notes of each episode to learn more and follow me on social media. I hope you're enjoying Season 7, and I look forward to hearing your feedback and comments on the fascinating topics we're going to cover with each guest. Welcome to Season 7 of Stand Up and Stand Out. As we start this season, we are happy to announce that it is the one-year anniversary of Chameleon Mindset. Hard to believe a year ago that I launched this best-selling book. Been having a lot of fun touring the country and just sharing the exciting lessons in there, doing some of the exercises. We've also launched the Chameleon Mindset online course. And because we've got an anniversary this month, I wanted to go ahead and give out a special discount so that you guys can go ahead and start practicing with the online course too. There's going to be a lot of fun guests, so stay tuned for this season. We're going to be talking about resilience as a life and business resiliency expert. It seemed like the right topic to start with for this season. I know a lot of people had a rough year in 2023, and you know, we kind of keep thinking, oh, this is going to be the end and we're going to have this, you know, next great year. But it seems to be, you know, just a lot of external factors are affecting us, and it's happened in the past. So I wanted people to come on, maybe share a bit of their resiliency stories that, you know, maybe all to help all of you. So stay tuned for some of the fun stuff, not just on the podcast, but also on social media. We'll be sharing some of the fun contests to do giveaways with lots of cool stuff and discount codes to get things even cheaper than usual. So as we start, I thought probably a definition of resilience would be a good way to go. So I was kind of looking around and, you know, there's always kind of different definitions depending on how you're using the word. And there were some specific to psychology. So I thought those, especially in our case, would be kind of helpful to talk about this journey. So one was the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficult situations. Okay, so I kind of like that one, right? When we talk about resilience, it's that capacity that we can keep going through no matter what happens and what comes our way. That one was kind of like the toughness definition of resiliency. The other one that came up was the ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape, more of an elasticity one, which I kind of like that one too for our scenarios, because it's also about us bouncing back from these challenges. It's not just putting up with it and, you know, staying in that area of sadness or difficulty, but really being able to get back into our former shape, our former selves. So I kind of like both of those kind of dictionary definitions of resilience. When I went to the American Psychological Association, they had a slightly different definition, but I feel like it's just as relevant for us. So resilience is the process and outcome of successfully adapting to difficult or challenging life experiences, especially through mental, emotional, and behavioral flexibility and adjustment to internal and external demands. Well, this for sure definitely sounds like our creative adaptability and why that is such a foundational element of Chameleon Mindset and us building that mental resilience. So I really like that definition and definitely going to start incorporating that more into the podcast, my presentations, and more. So one of the things I started thinking about is, you know, we kind of think of resilience as if it has to be this major, you know, horrible life event that, you know, in order for us to be resilient. And instead, I like to think about it as all the little things that make us stronger. And it's every day that we're learning. If we really take a growth mindset approach to resilience, from the very beginning of life, that's what we're being taught to do. From the time you learn to read and write, that's not easy when you first get started. Our little one is learning that now. And so it's a challenge. It's not something that comes natural. And I know sometimes he wants to give up. And it's throughout our lives that those things have happened. I remember one time I was in middle school. Middle school was a difficult time. If you guys read my first book, I Laugh in the Face of Danger, you know a little bit about those challenges and the bullying and challenges that happened there. But I still did really well in school because I knew school was my way out of those situations. And unfortunately, my eighth grade teacher, who did what we called the core curriculum, like your core subjects, she got into a really bad car accident at the beginning of the year. And so this teacher that I loved and I was so happy to have, she really was out for most of the season. She was really badly injured. And so we had substitutes, and it was a shitty school district. So we had new substitutes pretty much every couple of weeks. No one lasted very long in that school. And so it came to a math quiz one day, and I hadn't really studied. And normally I don't study too much. Usually I retain most of it from the homework. But whatever part of the algebra that we were doing that year, it just didn't stick with me. And I sat there looking at the test, and for the first time in a really long time, I felt challenged. And I was so emotionally immature at the time, and not resilient to having to deal with school challenges, having to do with my school work, not the people at school. And maybe a little bit of all the other emotional stuff that was happening at the time. I couldn't do the test. And I was yet another substitute. So I felt like I was going to get one over on him. And I decided to basically mutiny on the test, and I ripped it up and I threw it in the garbage and I stormed out of the classroom. It was really crazy. I don't know why I did that. You know, at the time, I think I was just so and completely overwhelmed. But it wasn't enough that I like ripped up the test and did it. I was kind of a really bad leader, and I started influencing others in the class to do the same thing. Like if I was going to go down, everybody was going to go down with me. definitely an indication of where I was at that time and how to use our powers for good and not for evil. But it reminds me that, you know, no matter how smart we are, there are always subjects or there are always times when we're going to be challenged by things that maybe we don't expect. And it's how we get through those moments. It's how, you know, we figure out how to persevere no matter what happened, you know, that we can get to that next level. And this was definitely one of those times where I came home and my parents just led into me about doing that. Because of course, not only did I screw up my, you know, exam, I screwed up everybody else's in the class. And, you know, so they didn't let me off the hook, which I think was important. And they taught me an important lesson about, you know what, sometimes you're just not going to pass a test. Maybe you didn't study hard enough. Maybe you weren't ready. And so you have to be ready for those failures, and you have to be ready to face the consequences when you don't prepare. And so I think that really stuck with me, to make sure that no matter whether it was, you know, throughout school or in my career or now owning businesses or even in my personal life and, you know, running marathons, how important it is to prepare as best you can for those situations. For those milestones, you know, that are going to happen, that's a little bit easier. But a lot of times when we need resilience is when things are unexpected. So we started this year off talking a lot about not just goal setting, but goal achieving. And what does it really take to become resilient enough so that no matter what obstacles get in your way, you can continue to get up the next day and continue to step into that goal every single moment you possibly can. And that's hard. And I've had a few pretty big setbacks already, and it's only 1 month into the year. But, you know, trying to walk the talk, you know, and making sure that I'm setting a good example for my clients, for my audience here, so that you can see that it's not always easy for me. I know sometimes people think that because, you know, I've done a lot of things, but it's really about continuing to take that next step forward. So I want to take a little bit of a step back too and talk about, you know, how we did with the goals last year. So one of the things I set for my goals is to do 100 podcast speaking engagements so that I could promote chameleon mindset. And so 100 seemed like a lot. And I was like, oh, you know, I had heard someone else say that as a goal. And I thought it was a great idea. And so I set out on this mission. I knew plenty of other podcasters. I knew lots of summits. I knew people that had streaming TV shows and all the different things. And so all it took was for me to start talking about that goal, for that goal to actually self-fulfill and manifest. And it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. And so by the end of 2023, I actually hit 150 stages. And so that was great. It was so exciting. And then, you know, people were like, oh, well, how did you do that? And oh my goodness. And when I really sat down and started looking at the numbers, I was thought, is that really a lot? Especially as I started to set my goals for 2024, I was thinking, well, that actually wasn't that hard to do once I put it out there. And not only did it give me enough stages for last year, it's already giving me stages for this year without really having to do much work. People are calling and I'm getting referrals. And so when I sat down and really started looking at the numbers of like how many podcasts are out there, streaming TV shows, how many people are doing summits and lives, there's literally stuff every single day. If you look on Meetup and LinkedIn and all the different places, Facebook, podcasts alone, there's almost 4 million podcasts. And they're generating $2.3 billion in ad revenue in the US alone. So there's a lot of money there, and it's expected to increase probably another 25% this year. So there's no shortage of podcasts. Now, granted, I don't really talk about true crime or comedy. So, you know, maybe there's some of those that, you know, don't apply to the stuff I talk about with career and business and mental resilience. But, you know, those topics still cover one of the top five areas of those podcasts and streaming shows and things. So, you know, a quarter of, you know, 4 million is a lot still. So this is where we really have to see like how big our goals can be and stop limiting ourselves by what we think is possible. Sure, there's only so many hours in a day and we can only, you know, fit so much stuff in. But once you get good at this stuff too, you have the same topics. And if you're coaching people on your topics, you can keep sharing that information on podcasts and summits so that it's easy for people to get some basic information about how you coach and be interested to learn more. So our goal now is 200 stages for this year, and to also increase our revenue goals to go along with that so that we're generating more revenue per event that we go to. So one of the things that I'm doing this year for the first time in 2 years is opening up my Chameleon coaching program. So now that everyone has gotten, you know, Chameleon Mindset, or they're going to get it with the anniversary sales happening soon, we're going to talk more about actually coming into the coaching program. So I'm going to be doing some group coaching. Also, I'm really excited. One of my big goals for 2024 is to add in-person retreats. As I was traveling the year last year, maybe you guys came to some of the workshops that I did in January. I really heard a lot of people say, man, it's so hard for me to go to these, you know, coaching things. It's every single week. You know, I'm still doing my day job while I'm trying to start my business. Or I have family obligations, and you know, it's just really hard every single week to be consistent with that. And I totally get that. And so what we shared is, hey, it would be great if we could just, you know, maybe get out of life for a couple of days, 2 or 3 days away, to really focus on my business, get a bunch of questions answered, really do the work and move things forward. So the Get Shit Done retreats are born. And we're going to start here domestically on a tour to Nikki, and I'm going to take you to places where I've lived. So places where I have a lot of network connections. I know very well where we can go and hang out and have fun and do some cool things that are probably off the tourist grid. So super excited about that. There'll be some link in the show notes if you guys are interested in that, or always at the NikkiGrain360.com under events. You can check it out to learn more. So so we're going to do retreats. We're going to do coaching. Coaching is every week, group coaching. I'm going to do quarterly cohorts because what I found too is also trying to get people to start at the same time. And for those of you that have read Chameleon Mindset, we're going to be going through each of the five areas to create your Chameleon Mindset, one per quarter. So in this quarter, Q1, we're going through creative adaptability. So we just talked about mental resilience there, and going through your cognitive, behavioral, and emotional adaptations to life's challenges. Then as we go into Q2, we're going to talk about risk tolerance and evolving your law of attraction. And so this will really get into what specifically is holding you back, what fears are keeping you from taking those next steps, and how do we address them in a way that's supportive and using that law of attraction to help our community help us achieve those goals. Just like I'm doing right now, by sharing our goals, by talking about what it is that we need, people know, they see those bright colors flash, and they understand how they may be able to help us. I can't coach if I don't have clients. It's a very simple matrix. I can't get on stages if event planners don't call me. And so the more we can be honest about the goals we're trying to achieve, the quicker we're going to be able to get past that fear and have people just reach out a hand and help us along. And then as we get into Q3, we're going to come back here to Chicago for the retreat, which I'm super excited about when the weather's nice and warm in the summer. And we're going to go through our bookends of a positive mindset, growth and abundance mindset. So that'll be really fun, super positive, and starting to move us forward by leveraging those two things together. And as we end the year, always a good time to go through emotional intelligence. That one I think is always good to kind of do a reflective thing of, how are we actually going about achieving not just our, you know, professional goals, but also our personal goals? Because a lot of times, you know, we kind of put our energy all into one and the other one takes a backseat. And we tend to be a lot more emotional at home because we feel like we can be ourselves. And so really working on not just our own emotional intelligence, but our intelligence of understanding the emotions of others and how best to interact with them. I was very fortunate to end 2023 by going and spending time with my coach. And again, we did a nice 3-day retreat where I could get away from the business, get away from, you know, all the hectic stuff, and just coast into the end of the year, thinking about the importance of my self-development and where I'm at. And one of the things that came up that I think is really important for me to talk about is my challenge with starting the new year. Most of the people that have passed away in my life have passed away at the beginning of the year. And this year was no different. Once again, we definitely had another tragedy strike. And, you know, some were not expected, but, you know, people who had lived a long life. And a lot of times it happens, you know, you have this joy of the holidays and all this time together. And then sometimes we get back and we're back to the grind and it affects people in a way maybe we're not really paying attention to. And in my case, I also had some unexpected deaths, you know, as time has started in different years of my life. The most important, and I talk about it in Chameleon Mindset, is the death of my uncle. I was just 9 at the time, so I was still quite small. And this particular uncle, he was really there when my father was not. And so, you know, not only was he an uncle figure for me, but more of a father figure as well. And, you know, he tragically died at only the age of 29. And so one, being so young, you know, being so close to him, it was a tragedy that really, it broke up a lot of things in our family as well. Even now, see, this is why I work on this with my coach. But one of the things that we addressed is that when we do the math, my uncle has now been gone for 35 years. 35 years. So, you know, I've been mourning him in such a significant way for longer than he was actually alive. So when you start to put that in perspective, you know, starting to really think about, is that honoring him? Is that honoring his spirit and his life? And that was really my closure for the year of finding a better way to start this year. And really trying to celebrate his life. As I start this year, you know, really taking the time to honor him properly. My uncle was full of life. He was always the life of the party, that energy that you could feel from across the room. And I always feel so honored that other members of our family, or even people that didn't know him, use those same terms often when they talk about me. And sometimes I lose that. I get lost. And I hide that energy because many times people have taken that energy from me and it set me back. And I've allowed it to set me back. And I'm tired of letting it do that. So as we talk about resiliency this, you know, this season, I really want to share a bit of that vulnerability with you about that there are difficult times, but there are better times ahead. And we have to focus on the things that are going to give us that right energy, the things that are going to propel us forward. And we really have to put behind us those challenges that seemed too big to overcome. This episode's taking me a lot longer to get through. We edit a little bit of the tears out, but I think it's important for all of you to see that as much as I can be the positive, upbeat, you know, person that's always driving forward, all of us have setbacks. And all of us have to push through and find the way to build that resilience and understand what it means to us. These emotions are important. The positive, happy ones that make it easy to take each day in stride, and these difficult ones that really want to just hold us down in the dumps. And I know others of my friends and family, you know, you guys have suffered loss in the last year. And you may be feeling some of this too, especially coming off of the holidays. So I just want to extend this as a resource, hopefully for, you know, these couple of episodes of this season to share not only, you know, many of my times of resilience, but those of my guests. That times can be better. We can push through no matter what's coming our way, even if those challenges are unexpected and sometimes feel like the end of the world. 2024 is going to be an awesome year, and I am so excited to share more with you guys, to be able to bring people into the coaching program to do these transformations with me, because I think together in community is the only way we can effectively move forward. It's just really too hard to be doing this stuff by ourselves, to be just, you know, closed up in your home, not going back into the office, not going back out with your friends and family. So let's find a way to connect together, whether that's virtually or in person. I want to hear your stories, and I want to help you push through and build that mental resilience so you can achieve all that you dream of doing. All right, kids, that's enough for today. Thank you all for being a part of Stand Up and Stand Out community. I would love to hear more from you guys, so please don't hesitate to reach out at thenikkigreen360.com. You'll find all of my socials. You can DM me there, follow us to see more of the adventures that are coming soon. Hope you guys are off to an amazing start of your 2024, and I'll see you on the next episode.